But first, it can be hard to navigate the world of federal pay and benefits. So many questions, so many individual circumstances. Federal News Radio tried to address some of federal employees' most pressing concerns in an online chat this week. Webmanager Julia Ziegler explains.
We had a great online chat this week. We had two experts that joined us for the chat. Our own Mike Causey, our senior correspondent who writes his, you know, Mike's got his column every day. And then Tammy Flanagan from the National Institute of Transition Planning. And between the two of them, they've got about 75 years of experience covering pay and benefits and retirement issues for federal employees. So there aren't two better people that you could ask your questions to than these two. And you're right, Tom. We've received over 150 different questions for this online chat yesterday. These are questions that we received both beforehand and during the live chat. And we tried to answer as many as possible. But of course, when you have an hour, and actually our online chat was only supposed to be 30 minutes, but Mike and Tammy were gracious enough to stay around for an extra half hour to answer some more questions.
That's a lot of typing for Mike.
It is a lot of typing. What you'll see is that, they did get through a significant number of those questions. And I think that we tried to answer the questions that were those that are the biggest questions for federal employees.
And did they mostly come from current employees or retirees still worried about what's happening also?
It was both. It was also people who had just retired as well. Some people who are at the end of their careers asking, what should they be thinking about as they approach retirement, and then some younger folks as well asking questions about the TSP, various healthcare plans, what plan is right for them, those kinds of things.
So this phased retirement has come up in recent years as a way to kind of ease people out. Were there questions about that, and what did people want to know?
Oh my, yes. Phased retirement was one of the topics that we received multiple questions on. And this is the whole idea that, a federal worker could partially retire, begin collecting part of their annuity, but then keep working part-time. And the whole idea behind this is that this is really to try and stop the brain drain from happening, or kind of slow that down. This kind of brain dump, if you will, knowledge dump or knowledge transfer that someone who's been in the government for 50 years could still, maybe they're ready to leave, but they've got a lot of institutional knowledge.
Or they could mentor someone who phases up as they phase down.
Absolutely. And that's exactly right. That's what the federal government is trying to do with this phased retirement. Get people to stay around part-time, transfer that knowledge, mentor the new folks coming in. And the problem is, of course, that this is very popular. There's a lot of people that want to take advantage of it. But OPM has yet to issue its final rule, so agencies can't start implementing it yet. So we had a lot of questions about when's it going to happen. And so what Tammy says is, we still don't know. The date is still unknown, but it could be as early as July. It's in OPM's hands at the moment. And that's all we know. OPM has been pretty mum on the subject.
So it's one more flea for Catherine Archuleta to scratch now that she's come into office. She's finding a lot of things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I should also say that Tammy and Mike spoke about this in a little bit more in depth than just the chat. Tammy was also the guest on Mike's Your Turn show yesterday. So if folks want to hear more, not only should they check out the chat page, but also go and listen to the Your Turn show. We have that archived on federalnewsradio.com.
And I guess performance awards looks like that was big on people's mind too.
Yeah, this was an interesting question that came from someone, and I think that this may be something that a lot of folks who are just recently retired would find an interest in. And this person was wondering if they're eligible to receive a performance award if they retired at the beginning of this year. And what Tammy said was, you have to be on the payroll on the first pay period of the new year to receive the performance awards from the previous year. So this gentleman that had actually emailed us this question had retired on 1/11. So I'm not sure if he hit that first pay period or not.
That's a calendar issue, not a fiscal issue.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Calendar issue. So you have to be on the payroll at the beginning of, January, that first pay period in January, in order to qualify for the performance awards from the year before.
Julia Ziegler is Federal News Radio's web manager. And TRICARE versus the Federal Employees Health Benefit Plan, health care seems to be on everybody's lips these days. What were the big concerns there?
Yeah, well, this is a big issue, too. You know, you have a lot of folks who are in the military, so they be under TRICARE, but also then maybe they have a civilian job, and then they can be on FEHBP. So this one person emailed in, and their question was, I'm in a gray area military retiree who will be eligible for TRICARE when I turn 60. I'm also a FERS employee with Blue Cross Blue Shield. What's the best strategy to leverage the two of these in my later working years and into retirement?
Besides staying healthy.
Right, besides staying healthy. And here's what Tammy had to say. She says a couple of things about TRICARE. Number one, it is insurance just like FEHBP. You could choose to drop FEHBP and use TRICARE and see how you like it. Your TRICARE coverage can count towards the 5 years of coverage so that you can keep FEHBP in retirement. The key is to re-enroll in FEHBP the open season before your retirement because you want to have it in effect on the date of retirement or earlier. In retirement, you are allowed to suspend FEHBP if you wish to continue using TRICARE only. At age 65, TRICARE for life and Medicare is an excellent combination, and you may decide to indefinitely suspend FEHBP. If you ever change your mind, you can cancel the suspension and re-enroll during any open season.
Talk about the best of both worlds.
Well, exactly. That's exactly right. So pretty much what Tammy is saying here is make sure you're enrolled in FEHBP when you enter retirement. Then you can always suspend it later, but you can't get it later. So just something for folks in this position to remember.
Well, here's someone that's really in a gray area literally by now. They're worried about what they can do with their TSP funds for inheritance purposes. I hope they don't check out quite so soon. But what is it they were asking?
Yeah, so what they wanted to know is whether leaving their funds with the TSP has any advantage for tax or inheritance purposes over moving those funds to a private fund upon retirement. And what Tammy had to say was, if you are the participant, it is fine if you want to leave your funds in the TSP. It is simple and low cost and continues to allow interfund transfers, and you can elect a variety of monthly payment options. When your beneficiary inherits the remainder of your TSP account, they can move the money from the TSP to an inherited IRA so that they can stretch the taxes over their life expectancy. If your spouse inherits your TSP, they will be permitted to leave the money in the TSP in a beneficiary account, but this is where it might not be wise to do so. A beneficiary account cannot be transferred to an inherited IRA, but must be paid directly to the beneficiary.
Sounds like something you need to get some expert advice on, because
Absolutely.
There's also the minimum distributions that begin when you're 70.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you have enough money and you don't have anyone to leave it to, you could take the minimum distributions and give it to an institution of charity mm-hmm. or a church or whatever of your mm-hmm. choice, too.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a nice legacy.
Yeah. You know, we were hoping to answer more questions. Of course, like I said, I mean, Tammy and Mike answered so many to begin with, but we are hoping to answer more of the questions that we didn't get to in the coming weeks. You know, we might answer these via new articles we write. Mike may answer some questions in his column, maybe on the Your Turn Show or For Your Benefit program, which is also hosted by NITP, which is where Tammy works. So I would urge people to check back in with us and see what other questions we're able to answer in the weeks ahead.
And you can find all of that at
federalnewsradio.com. The online chat is right there on the homepage. Very easy to find.